Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100, sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at notill.org.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
The cattle futures market today rebounded nicely with March feeders up $1.47 at $129.22. That was not quite as high as they got 2 days ago, but the rebound today did bring some confidence back into the market after the sell-off yesterday. We're still above the moving average, and the hedge funds, it seems, are wanting to buy here on the strength of days like today. Live cattle having some strength as well. They're up a dollar in February at 100.87. The cash market on the live cattle looks like it's going to be 118 to 120 this week. That 119.16 weighted average on Wednesday. But the overall cash market is quite strong. Box beef midday was up $1.34 on choice at 190.44. Select up 38 cents at 186.93. Choice select spreads $3.51. The cattle on feed report will be the next grain report, or cattle report rather. That'll be on January 27th, so that's two Fridays from now. That'll be the next thing that we see here. The market's also got some volatility due to the winter weather and what impact that'll have in the feedlots. A lot of the Southern Plains areas have not been quite as impacted as we maybe have thought they would have been up to this point, but there's still some time to go there. The markets will be closed on Monday due to MLK, and will open back up Tuesday in the cattle and Monday night for the grains.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures are rallying today. We were up 4 cents in beans. For the second day in a row, they were the leader here. They were about 10 to 12 cents higher at one point, but only closed up four. But that's a really good, strong move. Corn was up a penny. The wheat in Chicago was up a half to a penny. Kansas City was up 4 to 4.5 cents. The big deal yesterday was the winter wheat seedings for us here in the Southern Plains. Winter wheat seedings overall were 32.38 million acres. Now, the average guess was 34.13. Last year, all winter wheat was 36.13. So quite a drop there. Even a bigger drop for the hard red winter wheat, 23.3 million acres. It's the lowest in 107 years. So that's pretty impressive there on how low those acres are. Last year, it was 26.5. So about 3.2 million less acres of hard red winter wheat than we had in 2016. Also, we had 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. Hedge funds are still short wheat, 111,000 contracts estimated. Short an estimated 100,000 contracts of corn, long 92,000 contracts of beans. And again, this volatility, just like the cattle, is also with the wheat, depending on how much rainfall we get in the Southern Plains and how much precipitation, could determine what happens with the wheat crop and the wheat price. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.